For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. It's Friday. This is where things get great on this show to me. I got Lynn Coplitz is in the studio. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm good.
Can I tell you, I wish you were here more often. You were like one of those, like, you've become like the girl guy friend of the show.
Oh, thanks.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I've always been that kind of person.
Yeah, I was talking about one of my favorite moments is that comedy documentary that you did, and you're sitting next to Bobby Kelly.
And, that's one of my favorite things.
Oh, my God. I was talking to him last night about it, and she goes, the only thing is they don't treat me like a woman. They're all respectful. They all treat me like a comic. And Bobby goes, you know, we all want to F you, right?
yeah. I don't know about now.
Yeah.
Now, I'm like a hot mess.
Shut up.
Yeah, why do you think that?
I'm falling apart.
I think you're sexier now, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah.
More gettable.
No.
I'm more approachable.
Okay, baby.
You're like, now I feel like you hate yourself a little. So that's what Bert finds hot. Like a woman that looks a little road hard, and you know.
Yeah.
I said to someone the other day, if I was going to cheat on my wife, it would be with one of her friends.
I think
that's
more
sexy. I don't want to sleep with someone on the road. I want to sleep with someone that has drop off in the morning.
I think that sounds lazy, Bert. It sounds like you don't want to get off the couch. I want someone who could just crawl back into the bed.
It sounds to me like you have a friend of your wife that you are interested in.
Couple.
Yeah, which one? Put them in order.
The Asian lady? What are you doing? You're going to cause a huge...
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, my wife listens to the bone. Yeah.
Did
you see the scar?
Yeah, I did.
You want to see something horrible?
My God, you two are like a couple of kittens.
Yeah, my wife got surgery.
He changed the subject. Mike's like, okay.
I'll just follow along.
My wife got surgery yesterday.
For what?
She had a cancerous cell in her face.
She had a thing on her lip, and she finally went to go get it taken care of. And then when they went to take it out,
this is what was on her lip, right? Yeah. It was like a little hole, right?
Okay.
And then they took it out yesterday. Ooh, get ready.
Poor baby.
Yeah, I know.
She still looks pretty.
Yeah.
Jerry's out.
Yeah.
No, I think she does. I think she looks still really pretty.
I think she's adorable, but oh my God, look at you.
I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do.
What do you mean? Okay.
I love Bert so much. I want to go to your show. Can I go to your show?
Please.
Do you think your wife would ever cheat on you?
No.
Ever.
I don't think my wife likes sex that much.
I don't think it's about sex. I think she might just be sick of you.
No, I think...
Like, if she meets a serious man who takes a real interest in her.
No.
A guy who never talks.
Yeah.
But you do understand, women don't have to cheat physically.
Yeah, I don't mean it's a physical... She's not going to bang him.
Yeah, but here's the loveliness about men and women, excuse me for
that. Yeah, no, go ahead.
Is that Bert won't care. Like, there's not a guy alive who really cares. Mike, maybe you, because you're more sensitive.
Yeah.
But I think most guys are like, oh, great, you want to go grocery shopping with my wife and talk to her about the paper and knock yourself out?
Yeah. You want to help my wife build a chicken coop? Awesome. Knock yourself out. I think the older a woman gets, my wife's perimenopausal, right?
And
I think
she's just
48.
Yeah, I started at 47.
Oh, Howie, how old are you?
51.
Are you serious?
Oh, look at his eyes getting all wide.
Oh, so that's,
I said that like she said 74. Like,
I thought you were 46.
No, thank you.
By the way, that's an accurate assessment of what I thought she was. We're the same age. But I think that sex got less important to my wife.
Oh, you've seen nothing yet. It's going to get way less important.
Are you serious?
Well, now it's weird because, you know, I've always had a healthy sex drive and I just...
Really? You're painting a bleak picture of my future.
And you have, as a woman, like, you have to at least, like, masturbate because, like, I have a
Keep
friend who's
going.
A gyno, and she's like, you really, it can fall out. I'm sorry, what did you just say?
He'll drive and die.
Like, your vag can fall out.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine Like, you know how it's like
you drop something
when you see someone's shoes in the middle of the road.
Exactly. What's that? Oh, no. And it can atrophy, too. It can also, like, close you out. Like,
so whoa. I wouldn't mind a little atrophication.
So, who's the last, when's Pig. The last time you had sex? Be honest.
No, it was like a little over a year ago.
Shut up.
And you don't miss it at all?
Uh-uh.
Really?
Mm-mm. That's I mean, I remember it fondly.
Right.
I just don't. And I actually decided to become celibate like a year.
Because
almost a year.
Of why?
I'm like,
you don't want to deal
like
with
three
it?
3 weeks off. No, I mean, this isn't funny. Just honestly, I felt like I was. Penises have always made me crazy. Like the minute I.
Yeah, you can't say that. Believe it or not, out of all the things you said, that was the one
okay,
I had.
Okay, so, well, the minute that's someone fine. Parks their car in my garage. Yeah.
There we go.
They're not very, my rules.
They're very big car in yeah. my garage.
Yeah.
As soon as the Lincoln pulls in.
Yeah, I just feel a little. I don't know. So I remember my most powerful was always like. Before I ever had sex, so I just decided to go back to that. Let's see what happens if I just cleanse.
Also, weren't you dating a guy that you found out was a clown?
Oh, I dated a clown. I didn't find out.
Oh, like, okay. I knew there was something with that.
It was keeping it warmer.
Yeah, no, that was a long time ago. Okay. Yeah,
what's that white makeup on your face? Oh, I was making out with a geisha.
No, Bert. Oh my God, I actually went out with this guy, Petey, when he was. That was his clown persona.
Was his last name File?
You're an idiot. But anyway, we had fooled around, but we'd never gone back to his place. So this one, right before I left Nashville, I went back to his place, and I woke up, no lie, and Big Shoes were on the Bowflex.
On the Bowflex?
And all his noses were lined up on
the Bowflex. No way.
Psycho.
No way.
And I'm not kidding when I tell you, it almost would have been better to see, like, serial killing... Like little
knives or something.
Serial killing kit, like duct tape and rope.
Let's go around the room right now and name things we'd be happier dating. I'd be happier dating a racist. Like a full-blown racist.
Wake up and find the clown.
If I wake up, I see the hood, I go, at least you're not a clown.
Yeah,
the clown thing, it was just so bizarre because, like, first of all, like, when you're hit with, like, whoever thought a clown needed like 10 noses? Like,
yeah, right. One red nose.
Was it the same nose or was it different sizes?
No, it's all different. Like there was one that was like long and weird, and then there was like a little short one, and then one really shiny one. I mean, I still see all those noses. I couldn't tell you what his penis looks like for anything.
Did he put it on there?
But that is so creepy. I'm such a freak now. I would have been like sticking it.
Put it on.
Wait, that's so crazy. I have a terrible fear of clowns. Clowns and balloons.
Oh, that's hilarious. So that's on your show someday. You have the where you wake up and you see that she's a clown. Mm-hmm.
I can't. So, it's the only reason I know I've never been in blackface is that I don't like makeup.
The only reason.
When that whole blackface came out, there's a picture of me online. You can find it if you want, where we went to a party and I'm standing next to a chick in total blackface. Do you remember that picture? I showed it to you.
Yeah, but what was that from?
It was a party I threw called Unga Gunga Balunga, and she.
Oh, that sounds racist.
No, but it's from Caddyshack when Bill Murray goes Unga Gunga Balunga. That's what it's from.
Right.
And I have war paint on, and she is in. She works with disabled kids in San Diego, and she is a good person. But man, she is in straight up blackface.
Yeah, but she wasn't trying to be racist. She was trying to look like a character.
I think she got her face paint a little too aggressive.
Right.
But the only reason I know I've never been in blackface is I don't like makeup. That freaks me out. Like clown stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
And yet you have a full beard, which is very nice beard. By the way.
But wait, that has no. But what do you mean?
But you're like covering your face.
Yeah.
So you just don't like your face covered?
No, because I'm fat. No, I don't like makeup.
I
don't
I
like
wish
makeup.
I could have a beard. I've started to see this like weird thing that's
I could
happening.
Have a beard. My wife would be so hot with a beard.
You would think beard over double chin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of wish my wife had a mustache right now.
Yeah, you're right. Your wife could have covered up her thing easy.
Oh, there's I don't like makeup. The idea of makeup freaks me out. I could never make out with girls with lipstick on.
No, I don't like that. I don't like
it. It just freaks me out.
Bert, do you not like balloons because they pop, the potential of popping? Yeah, my wife's the same. My wife doesn't like if you open a tin of biscuits, she has to go in the other room.
What?
No! That is one of my favorite things to do in the world. Yeah. Is open up those
pop and fresh.
And then do it in slow-mo, because someone go get those biscuits. We will make a viral video right now.
I don't understand why the popping of the balloon gets you.
I don't know.
It's anxiety?
I had a joke when I first started comedy. I think when clowns blow up balloons, they should whisper secrets in there.
That's hilarious.
So then when they pop, their secret comes out. I was molested by a clown. I could never have dated a clown. Did you ever have sex with them with the makeup on?
No. I mean, I stopped dating him after I saw the...
Are you serious?
And the shoes on the Bowflex were just the strangest. I remember thinking to myself, does he think that's cool? Like, I work out, but I'm a clown. Like, yeah, why don't you lean a guitar up against it to, like, these are what I have to offer.
He probably thought you guys connected. He's like, I'm a clown, you're a comedian. And you're like, yeah, totally different.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
I never thought a clown would spend $5,000 on a Bowflex. Like, a clown cared about his body.
He was a skinny clown.
Oh, really?
I think they have names. I think they call him a tramp. I think he was a tramp.
Oh, he was a tramp.
Yeah, they have different. And then later, I have a girl clown friend, too. She's a weirdo.
So one night I'm in L.A. We're doing coke. And this girl's like, hey, do you want to go back to my house? Oh, I should not say that. My dad's here.
This last week?
No, this is a long time ago. She goes, I'm going to go back to my house. I was like, yeah. She goes, I want to show you something I did. We're high, right? I think we're hooking up. And she was like, I want to show you something I did. She puts in, it's clown porn. You ready for the kicker?
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn is in it. Yeah.
As what?
A clown.
No.
I swear.
Naked?
No. He's in the background just watching.
How do you know?
With a slide whistle?
It's Vince Vaughn.
Oh, he's not in clown makeup?
No, he's in clown makeup, but he's just watching. I go, is that Vince Vaughn? She goes, yeah.
That's hilarious.
I know. By the way, I swear to you, on my children's life right now.
I believe
Vince Vaughn could not deny that.
I can't wait to get him back on the air.
It was on Real Sex. It was on. She goes, I did this. It's her name. I'm not going to say her name, but she. Was she in porn? She was
in clown makeup.
In clown makeup, and it's all everyone in clown makeup having sex, and I swear to God, in like a leather jacket, like one of those 1997 leather jackets, with his hands in the back and a beer in his hand.
Did you start crying?
I could not. I had to leave. I had to leave. We were in Venice.
Turn up.
This is before Uber. I just had to walk away.
I just Googled Vince Vaughn clown sex just to see if anything came up.
Is it coming up?
No, it just comes up.
Type in real sex clown porn. Type in real sex clown porn.
All right, hold on. Real sex.
Great name for a band, though. Vince Vaughn Clown Sex.
Vince Vaughn Clown Sex.
That's hard to say.
Real sex clown porn. Clown videos, no. I got to find it. I'll find it on HBO. All right.
I'll give you the girl's real name.
I got to bring Crazy Patty in here. Get Crazy Patty.
Oh, I like Patty. We just exchanged emails.
Stop.
I can't believe you're 51?
51. I'll be 52 in July.
You look fantastic.
Oh, Bert, thank you.
No, you do, really though. Don't you think we'd all love the crap on you if you didn't?
I like your hair darker. I like your hair darker.
Do you?
Yep.
Thanks.
A lot. Yeah.
You know, it's so strange because I just don't care now. Like, I keep trying to care.
Yeah.
And I do a little, like, look at me right now. I'm like, gosh. Like, no.
No, you got to. You got a great décolletage.
Oh, thank you.
That's when you know you're into older women. When you look at their décolletage.
What's a décolletage?
So my wife's got a sloppy décolletage.
Sloppy?
Right here.
Yeah.
That area.
Robert Kelly always used to say to me, I like those freckles. I was like, stop looking at them.
Yeah.
I like the freckles on your chest right there. I was like, it's a décolleté. Get away from me, Bob.
Women are getting décolletage enhancement.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I think it's sexy. Like, my wife's... I say sloppy, but I like it.
Yeah.
It's like just older. Like when a woman like sleeps on her side and you see little wrinkles.
Yeah.
I think it's sexy.
Oh, man.
That's nice that you think that's sexy.
What I like in a woman these days has changed so drastically because like I like a woman that's older. It just is sexier to me.
Well, good news. Crazy Patty's here.
Patty, get up on the microphone over there.
Holy God.
Patty is so sweet.
Is she?
Can talk to her. Yeah, and I mean, she's a little nuts.
Patty, did you steal anything while you were here?
Some cookies.
Yeah, you stole? That's all right. You can have cookies.
Well, the guy said it's not all right. And Gio had to pay.
Oh, she stole them from the shop?
So Patty went missing at one point, and then I hear her yelling in the kitchen, and I go in there, and Aaron Miller is stopping her from taking stuff. She had put a bunch of stuff in her purse, Oreos, chips.
I thought it was free.
It is free for you, Pat. For you, it's free.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, put it on our tab. Yeah,
how are you, magnificent Mike?
I'm great, Crazy Patty. How are you doing? I want to introduce you to everybody. You know, do you know Bert? He's from Tampa.
Hi, Bert.
Hi. Hi, Patty.
Hi, beautiful Bert.
Oh, everybody's getting the nickname today.
Did you meet Dave? Dave's from Miami.
Hi, Dave. Are you
Patty.
A comedian?
I am, yes.
I got a joke. How come no Irishmen are lawyers?
Why?
They can't pass a bar.
Ah! Hey, not bad. That's a good one.
And your new best friend, Lynn Coblitz?
Yes, we
also
met.
A comedian.
She's lovely.
Also stole Oreos. Nope. Mm-hmm. That just died right there.
Pardon me?
Nothing. Go ahead. So you and Lynn have a lot in common.
We do?
I don't
yes.
know. I think
yes,
you could be friends. What?
We both like tattoos. We both love peanut butter, Jif peanut butter.
Yeah.
Well, that peanut butter.
I didn't know that about you, Lynn.
Lynn, that's in your bio.
I never said stuff. That to anyone. That's interesting, though, Patty. I mean, I never told you I like Jif peanut butter, did I? Yeah, sure I did. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. AJ is the one. She's my soulmate. What do you love? Sex.
Sex.
She gave up the
not
sex.
Not anymore. I'm not into sex right now.
Patty is dying to have sex.
Patty.
Dave, have sex with Patty. Cobra.
Oh, my God.
What? Oh, your knee. You hit the volume button with your knee. Cobra, would you? Ever? Like, if we weren't here? If you were drunk and we weren't here, I think you would.
No.
You
just tell Cobra's got a
show
hot
him, Patty.
Girlfriend.
Kind of dance it out a little bit for him. Show him what's up. Yeah,
Patty, do you have a sex life?
Patty,
no, I have no sex life for 15 years.
15.
I'm married. Yeah.
That's me. That's going to be Lynn Future.
Yes. Tell everybody why you're here today, what we're doing.
She showed me her tattoo when we
got
here.
We're putting a tattoo of my butt.
Show
a
Bert,
real handsome one.
Show Bert the tattoo you have now.
The butterfly.
Oh,
the
butterfly. So little.
Yeah, but show them what we're replacing.
Oh, it's so little, big butt.
Yeah. You see it, Bert? You need to get up in there? Get closer to Bert so you can see it. Yeah. Dave, can you see it, Dave?
I see it. Patty, it's like right you don't know where the tattoo is.
Patty, so what are you going to replace that with?
Oh, I'm not going to.
Talk into the microphone. Oh, whatever. What tattoos are you getting?
You on the other side.
You're getting your face, which looks very handsome.
Thank you.
On the butt.
Now, I didn't ask you to get that, correct? This is your choice.
Yeah, I wanted it.
Okay.
And then I want Jesus, but I don't think we'll have time. We'll have to do another time on my
on your breast. Yeah.
What Jesus?
Yeah.
The combo deal?
Yep. Often we go together.
Well, it's sacrilegious to put Jesus on your butt.
Right.
Jesus. That'd make it weird.
Me on your butt?
Yeah, in more than one way. Now, are you excited for this?
Yeah, but I'm afraid it's going to hurt. But AJ said she's going to give me moral support.
Oh, AJ's got a lot of tattoos, so she's been through it.
Yeah, she's beautiful, yeah. Hey,
Patty, is there any way I could hold the gun and put a little tattoo on you? Because I've never tattooed anybody.
I have a squirt gun.
No, what he said.
Never mind, we're good.
Patty,
we're good.
No.
Never mind.
Patty, listen. What if world-famous comedian Bert Kreischer was a tattoo assistant for you?
Who carries a squirt gun around?
The same person who carries a half a jar of peanut butter.
Do you have a squirt gun in your purse? You dated a clown? It says bang.
I don't have a squirt gun. I have a seltzer bottle of seltzer water.
I'm writing my
that's
my
foreplay. A little seltzer down your pants.
The devil made me do it, and Mike is going to be working with it half, and he's going to get a lot of residual.
All right.
All right.
Patty, I'm going to let you get in position.
I love the way Patty speaks.
Oh, she's
I like
the best.
It's
got a good cadence, right?
If you let her keep talking, she has like little bridges, and she's like, and then that's what's going to happen on Friday, and then she goes on to the next. It's really
I got two voices in my head. It's called Big Brain and Little Brain, right? So Big Brain is really nasty and mean to me, but Little Brain's like a sweet guy who goes, hey, man, you don't have skin cancer. Don't even look at it in the mirror. But Big Brain's like, look at it in the mirror. We have cancer. We're dying. My little brain sounds like Patty.
It's going to be fine. We're all going to live. You don't have pancreatic cancer. Go back to sleep. We should have a drink.
Keep drinking. I should record about. Patty. I'm going to be a little brain
and
for
like,
you.
God damn, man. Two a brain and a penis. But the only thing is he only gave enough blood to use one at a time.
Patty, look at Bert and say in your Patty voice, you can drink, Bert. Your liver will be fine.
Say that again.
So you could drink, Bert. Your liver will be fine.
You can drink, Bert. Your liver will be fine. I'm a nurse. That's not true.
Oh, man.
Hey, Carmen. Oh, Carmen.
Is this beautiful?
Carmen. Am I Carmen?
No, beyond you.
Carmen is back there Carmen. With
Tell me I can run a marathon, Patty.
You could go to marathon.
You could go to marathon. There you go. You got it.
You could visit marathon.
Carmen, I've got a hope chest for you.
Oh, thank you.
Where did you steal it from?
A hope chest.
I got it from my parents. Oh,
the Titanic.
It didn't work for me, but I'm
it
sure
it worked for me. I got a hope chest for you.
Hey, Carmen, I got three wishes. I used two of them. They didn't work. I got one more.
It's a no-hope chest.
Oh, my God. You are beautiful.
There's only one hope left.
You're beautiful. Oh, that is what my brain sounds like when Big Brain hasn't started talking. Just, you're going to be fine.
Tell Bert, say, you're going to be fine, Bert.
There's still one hope in what? The hope chest.
Just be like, you're going to be fine, Bert.
You're going to be fine, Bert. I'm a nurse. I'll take care of you.
I'll really just send these to you in voicemail.
That's hilarious. When little brain starts to like, I'm going to come out and take care of you and be there all the time.
Yeah, little brain
little brain can be crazy.
Carmen, I'm going to have the hope chest filled with things for you, like precious moments, bride and groom for when you get married. And I think Cam is the one.
Oh, you think so?
Got it.
What else do you put in the hope chest? I'm curious.
Oh, I put a frying
virginity.
Pan.
A what?
A frying pan?
Yeah, copper frying pan. It's so pretty. It's got flowers on the bottom of it. And I got a real nice bride and groom Yadro to put on the top of your wedding cake. Boy, can I be a bridesmaid in your wedding?
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Come on. Carmen.
Please, Carmen.
Come on, Carmen.
Carmen, she's going to have to be.
Yeah.
Do you have peanut butter on your registry?
Yeah. Lots of chip peanut butter.
I know who's buying it for you.
Maybe Patty will get you a tattoo of you.
I so badly want people to send really mean tweets to me right now and have Patty read them. Because that's how I lay in bed with little brain reading mean tweets. And then it turns south. And I want Patty to read the nastiest, meanest things about me. And have her go, wait, that's not true. And then I'll do big brain. It's totally true.
It's totally true.
What are you wearing there, Patty?
Whoa!
Yeah, what did you stop at the Todd hair, on the way here?
Well, her hair looks beautiful.
You got like a see-through shirt on.
Yeah, what's wrong with
no?
I was sick about not wearing my bra, but that's the last time.
You know what a motorboat is?
Oh no, you have to wear a bra. No.
Dave was saying he had never motorboated a lady, and his day would be complete if he got the motorboat.
What time is it? I gotta go.
No. Hashtag
I just started
again.
Drinking. I just started drinking. This is perfect.
Oh, good.
And Carmen, I got for your husband because when you get married, you don't have much sex. I got him some Viagra.
Where did you get Viagra from?
My husband doesn't
She's
work.
She's a nurse.
Doesn't work.
All right. Well,
that does not explain where you get Viagra from. Oh, wait. Your husband doesn't work.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he didn't have a job. I was like, that doesn't explain where you got Viagra from.
No,
he's unemployed.
So no, he isn't unemployed.
A couple of weeks ago, I'm out doing something on like a Saturday night, and my phone rings, and I don't recognize the number. It comes up like Lutz. I go,
you were in a lightning game.
Oh, yeah, I was at a lightning game. And I go, hello? And all is in the air. Hey, Mike, I got a question. And I just looked at the phone. I'm like, Patty? And still won't tell me how she got my phone. How did you get my phone number?
I got it from the internet.
You're chock full.
Oh, I know how much money problems. You make it, too.
How much?
How much?
You make $15 million a year. You make more than the president does.
The president only makes $400,000, $500,000.
You make a lot more than that.
All right, listen, are you ready to get this tattoo?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get going. I'm going to take a break so we can get you in position. Does she have to be fully naked for this?
No.
Oh, okay, just checking. All right. We've got Patty about to get a tattoo. We got Lynn Coplitz here. Lynn's going to be at Side Splitters. Lynn is absolutely one of our favorite guests. I wish
one of the best comics working. Yeah. Honestly, look who's talking. No. Lynn is one of those people. I would say I'm comparing you to me and Bobby Kelly in the sense that you are just funny. But it doesn't matter. You don't have to do your material. You're just funny.
And like totally our show sense of humor. Like anybody who likes our comedian to the show. You want booze?
Yeah. Captain Brian's got a rum.
You want rum or whiskey?
You or drink?
Huh? Give her the rum. All right, will you chug it from the bottle?
I have ginger ale. Get her a cup.
You want a chaser?
Ginger ale. That's not
going to
help the
yeah, come on, Lynn.
Come on, Lynn.
Patty, I was going to mix it with the rum.
Lynn, are you going to have a cocktail, too? We'll have cocktails.
Last time Lynn was here, she drank.
Come on, Lynn. Let's have a cocktail.
Lynn.
You're already 52, and you look fantastic. Yeah. You can't ruin it now.
It's Friday.
Here's the thing. I had a little bit of a drink last night. I haven't drank in a while.
Oh, for real?
I need to lose weight,
Do you know what day it is? You do not need to lose Lynn, tell me if this doesn't make you want to drink. You know what day it is?
What?
It's Friday.
But Friday is every other day for us.
Did you say Friday?
Friday. This is the greatest year of my life. This is going to be the best summer ever. Everyone's watching.
Wake
them
up on Friday.
I can't own this beer. We have a theater. Listen, Side Splitters. Patty's got a tattoo. I love you with all my heart. Getting tattooed. I'm losing my voice.
Oh, it's Mike Calza Show. Lynn Coplitz, Bert Kreischer, Crazy Patty.
Can we please put Patty in clown makeup and see?
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.